I have a special guest with me. He's in British Columbia, way out northwest, and so it's early out there. His name is Serge Mazerand. Now, I've been calling him Sergei Mazerand, and I said to him on the phone a moment ago off the air, I said, I pronounce your name Sergei, and he said, that's okay. And he is a most interesting chap. He has written a book called The Seven Keys to Serenity, Creating Harmony Within. Now, let me give you a little background. Serge Mazerand is a composer. He's also an inspirational speaker, and he reveals how we can harness the power of music to find inner peace amidst turmoil. How can we become the composers and conductors of our own lives? That's kind of the question we'll answer for you this morning. Serge, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alf. How are you?
I am fine. I hope you are.
Wonderful.
What time is it?
I thrive in the early morning.
Ah, is it what, 6:15 out where you are?
Oh, no, it's 7:15, not that early,
oh, that
I got up this morning at 5.
Ah, well, I beat you. I was up at 4:30. So, you
yeah,
were
it's
born.
Wonderful to be out there in nature. I'm blessed to be living on a river, and I just love it. Early mornings are fabulous.
You were born in France.
Correct.
And you were an international corporate career, some kind of a business, but you changed from being a man of action into a man of reflection when you settled on the banks of that river you were on in British Columbia.
Yeah.
What river is that?
Well, it's called the Bulkley River in the northwest. It's a tributary of the Skeena River, and it's a beautiful, beautiful river, which attracted me first because it has some fantastic steelhead fishing, and I'm a fly fisherman, so I decided to come and live here after I quit my activities, and in the matter of 20 years of staying around the river, I had the opportunity to do a lot of reflection and meditation on the river. So, getting out of the water and not necessarily fish, but reflect and look into under the surface into myself. And that is actually what led me to play the piano again, compose relaxing and healing music, and ultimately write that book, Seven Keys to Serenity.
Now, you are said to be an improvisational pianist and composer. Improvisational, that suggests jazz.
Well, yes, but it's not limited to jazz. I actually improvise. I'm classically trained and improvise a lot in relaxing and healing music. And so it's actually like composing in the moment. And I love to do this when I am on stage. I usually mix, inspiring words, and then I sit at the piano and just let go, and that stream of consciousness come forward.
And you've written this book. Now, this is your first book. It's called Seven Keys to Serenity, Creating Harmony Within. What are the seven keys? What are the seven
keys?
Well,
it was an interesting process. I felt that the need to crystallize these thoughts about creating inner peace. I started writing, and it started as a fun exercise in transposition, actually, trying to transpose musical harmony into harmony on the score of life, if I may say. And so it was fun, and I came up with this idea of taking the seven notes of music, A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, and structuring the book around those notes and finding key words that correspond to those notes. So you'd have, for instance, A that corresponds to awareness, which is, in fact, the most important key. And so, this was fun in the beginning, but as I wrote the book, it's developed into something really profoundly transformational for myself. And I discovered all the interconnections between those keys and found that this book could really help people, calm their anxieties and find a way of creating this inner peace.
The world has a great deal of turmoil.
Oh, yes, sir. in your country, in my country, in the world, actually.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of it has to do with the individual, with our helplessness, our despair. You know, Henry David Thoreau, 200 years ago, called it a quiet desperation. Mm-hmm. And I think this is what it is really about, this inability to face ourselves, and which leads, of course, to distraction and to that need to escape that reality and create a false reality through social media and drugs and all kinds of distractions, really, and addictions.
But music has the capability to solve some of those inner conflicts for us.
Yes, it does and it doesn't. Of course, music has an incredible healing power. I mean, it's been evidence has been brought forward that it can help people in the latest stages of Alzheimer's, for instance. And you know, it is an international language. It doesn't need any translation. It goes beyond the cortex and does wonderful things inside our hearts and ourselves. But the interesting point is really that we are. I really argue in my book that we are music, that everything else is made of music, in the sense that it's made of we are made of vibrations, and we are made of sound, vibrations, frequencies, amplitudes, rhythms, and in that sense we come to understand why actually music is so effective in healing ourselves. But beyond that, I found, and at least in my own case, I needed to go further and do some work on myself, and you know, develop a kind of a strategy of self-care to get rid of my inconsistencies and of the incoherences that I have shown throughout my life. And, you know, I've been a successful man and business and everywhere else, but I realize now that I could have been way more successful if I had applied these harmonious principles.
Wow. Now you sound a bit like a psychologist.
Well, you know, I'm not an expert, but I had a lot of time to think about that, and I've been always fascinated by the mind and the power of the mind, and how we can develop self-control, and you know, because basically we are not in control of anything else outside of ourselves, and this is also something that contributes a lot to anxiety. And so the only thing that we have a chance to control, and it's not easy, is ourselves through our thoughts and our emotions and the choices we create. So this is where I say that we should strive to become the composers, and not just the composers, but the conductors as well of our life symphony, if you will.
There was a British philosopher named James Allen, wrote a book called As a Man Thinketh that I bet you have read, that says some of the same things that you're saying. We're in control.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I mean, no, I'm not the first one, of course, to expand on these ideas. You know, I mean, since the earliest philosophers, but a lot of people ask me, you know, a lot of books have been written on the subject, and in which way is your book different? Well, I think the angle is different. The angle is coming from a musical perspective, you know. So I took the definition of harmony in music, and I transposed it into life, and so basically it's a balanced combination of things, you know. In music, it's a balanced combination of notes that are pleasing to the ear. On life, I would in my book, I say it's a balanced combination of thoughts and words and actions that are pleasing to the body, the mind, the heart, and ultimately our soul. And I think this is really important, that we reconnect with our soul and disconnect with all the distractions that are waiting for us on a daily basis. You know, it's kind of of ironic that we are in an age of connection with media and internet, and yet we are totally disconnected with ourselves.
Interesting, yeah. And so the name of your book is Seven Keys to Serenity, Creating
Correct.
Harmony Within. And that book is available now?
Yes, it's been put on Amazon recently. It's actually, you can pre-order it, the paperback. You can also download the Kindle versions available now, and people can go onto my website, which is Keys to Serenity, simply keystoserenity.com.
Keystoserenity.com. Sergei Mazarin. Was it Shakespeare who said music hath charms to soothe the savage beast? Was it beast or breast in the original line?
I believe it was beast.
Was it beast?
I'm not sure.
I think it was breast, but I'm going to check it out.
Music has this wonderful power, for sure. And, as a final note, really, if I may say, I would really want to inspire everybody listening that we are all musicians. And I would really want to say one thing, you know, play your music. Don't die with your music inside you. You have wonderful music inside you, and it's worthwhile playing it. And
that's so interesting.
As well.
I must ask you, though, even though you say that was a final, I must ask you, is there any kind of music, any type of music, whether it's Broadway or classical or piano or violin or country or jazz, is there any particular type of music that you recommend that?
Yes, I would say if it comes to calming ourselves down,
yes.
I would definitely not recommend rap music. Not that I have anything against rap. You know, there is no bad music, so to speak. Every music has incredible power and is adapted to our moods, because we go through different moods, and music is going to be beneficial to us one day, may not be the other day. But in general, I would certainly recommend classical music. And I have to say I'm a little biased because I grew up playing classical music.
Yes.
But I love, you know, personally, I love South American music. I love all kinds of music, rhythm as well. But when it comes to calm ourselves down and find that peace and create the conditions, along with meditation, of course, I would say music that is classically inspired is very very effective, or so-called meditative music that has no given rhythm or of words, just gently playing with new age instruments. Cello is very nice as well. Cello has the ability through its deep vibrations to connect with our essence, and I found the piano and cello are my personal favorite instruments.
Sergei Mazarin, inspirational speaker and musician, speaks focusing on health and wellness, spirituality, and self-empowerment, and his new book, Seven Keys to Serenity. Serge Mazarin, thank you. What an interesting time. Thank you very much. Let's make our own music.
Thank you very much, Orf. It's been a true pleasure.
So
Absolutely.
Nice to talk
thank
to you.
You. Thank you.
You
for having me on.
You're welcome. It's 30 minutes now past 9 o'clock in the morning. Good morning to you. Sunday morning.